Well, there's only one more sleep until we get to see the best in the world on the track once again, Winx, and it could be one of Chris Waller's biggest training days, because not only is Winx going around, but he is striving to win his first golden slipper as well. And we're very privileged. He's giving us some of his busy time this morning on Racing Pulse. How are you, Chris?
Very good, Michael. Very good.
Gee, it's been another big build-up. You've been through it so many times with Winx, but speaking to Hugh Bowman during the week, he was so effusive. He thinks that she's almost in the best condition she's ever been in.
Yeah, well, she's hard to fault, that's for sure. And, I guess we've been sort of, does anybody sort of, how long she's held this dominance for? And obviously we thought it was my caviar, but going through it yourself, it's something you don't really prepare for. You just don't know really what to expect in those mid stages of her career. And she just hasn't changed one bit. She's just the same horse. She's working so well. She looks so well. And her first up run was brilliant. Mm. So we know that the rest of the field, whoever she takes on, sort of has to go to that highest rating in the world to be able to beat her. And obviously, luck in running is always a big part, but in a six horse race, not quite as important. So, I guess we got a little bit of confidence from that.
Well, she's aiming to achieve a world record 17 Group 1s, 24 wins in a row, and a third George Ryder. And if we get some sting out of the ground, it'll be her preferred ground as well. Last year's performance in the George Ryder was simply breathtaking. Are we going to see something similar?
We should. I think she might have even set the rating for the highest turf race in the world in this race last year. So that's any indication, and a good field, Kimmy Carr and Happy Clapper in particular. That's always good for getting a high rating as well. So first of all, we want to win the race, but I'd say with that done, there's every chance she could run at a really high rating tomorrow.
And the Queen Elizabeth is planned to be her next start, all going well tomorrow?
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. So 3 weeks between runs and such a signature race in the Australian calendar, it's very logical that she would go there. There was very small talk that we'd consider a campaign in or overseas, maybe therefore just having a couple of runs in Sydney before preparing for that, but realistically, in our backyard, 40 minutes down the road, everybody knows the variables of travel, and especially with a horse. So if she did go to England, it'd probably just be for one run, maybe two, but we haven't given it any thought, other than the fact that the Queen Elizabeth looks logical, and as we've always said, after the George Royal, we'll sit down and put everything on the table and work out what's the right thing for the horse and let everybody know in due course.
Logistically, have you looked at whether it's possible to have a run at Royal Ascot, possibly in a Queen Anne, and get back like Criterion did to run at her peak in a fourth Cox Plate?
To tell you the honest truth, as we've done all along, I have dates of flight, travel. I know from memory that Ascot's around June, and I've taken a couple of horses there before, and you normally go 2 weeks before, and I guess they'd do whatever they could to make sure flights were at the right time. So I think that's the easy part, just making sure we get through the autumn first and foremost is the most important thing. And as I said, she'll tell us if she's in career best form. Well, then we've got the decision to make that, yep, she's a chance of going, or maybe we stay and run on a Cox Plate again. So again, I just stress we haven't discussed it. There hasn't even been any phone calls on the side between any owners. We'll do it together. And the beauty of having a good horse like her, you can just sit back and do basically what you want and what's the right thing for the horse.
And you'll make an announcement or discuss it next week, you'd say, as what you've said in the past. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, we just said after the George Ryder, and we wouldn't drag it out too long. We'd give everybody an indication as soon as we could, but yeah, don't be hanging around
We've got to book our tickets, Chris.
Monday or anything like that.
We want to get the cheap flights.
I think we might get two press releases out of it. Get the numbers up on Twitter and say that we're going to send a release out a week later or something like that. But honestly, it's just all about just enjoying each day of Wentz's career and not overcomplicating things. And it's silly to worry about 3 or 4 months' time when it's got no bearing on the next couple of runs.
Well, it is Golden Slipper Day. Winks, no doubt, will overshadow the Golden Slipper. She overshadows everything quite rightly. But for you, I couldn't believe it when I had a look. You've only had one Golden Slipper runner before.
Yeah. So if we can win it tomorrow, we'd have a pretty good strike rate, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Well, you've doubled your amount of runners in the one race with two tomorrow. So... you're on an upward spiral. Tell us about Performer. How much of a setback was that incident with Huey Bowman? And I know he's trialled with the blinkers. He races in blinkers. Has that been much heartache in the build-up to the Golden Slipper?
Only the race and just watching it. In terms of fitness, it hasn't affected him at all because he basically ran out the journey of the race. He has had the trial since, but we simply trialled him and backed off his work. So... he would have been having a hard gallop at home the same day as he had the trial. Trial showed that he's worked well with the blinkers, and I think that's a positive for the horse. So physically looks great, and he's a strong, mature horse with a surprisingly good attitude despite what happened last start.
Yeah, the barriers haven't been kind to you. 16 and 20 for Fiesta, who'll jump from the outside. Where would you like to see Performer in the run? There looks like a lot of speed inside.
I guess midfield, three wide with cover would be perfect. Getting to three wide mightn't be as easy as we often think. So there'll be a lot of pressure, as you said. Horses holding their spots to ensure they're not getting shuffled back. And inside horses... making sure they're utilising their good gates, and then you've got to throw in a heavy track or a softer heavy track, which I'd expect it to be probably on the better side of heavy. Mm. We've had a little bit of rain overnight, and there's lots of puddles around this morning, so there's certainly been no drying. If anything, it's probably gone back a step on where it was yesterday.
Do you think that'll affect him? He's had one start on a slow for a win.
Well, I don't really know, but I think the barrier draws, more importantly, are less of a impact on the race if you do get that heavy track.
And Little Fiesta tries her heart out. She's honest. Can she cause a shock?
Well, she you're dead right. She's done very little wrong. She didn't have much luck last start when narrowly beaten. And her win before that, she was basically in a pinball machine, getting pushed around and still won. And yes, she'd be okay on a soft track, I would think. And look, as I said, she's done nothing wrong at all.
Gee whiz, you've done a great job to get five runners in the Rosehill Guineas as well. D'Argento's the pick, according to punters. Is he the pick for you as well?
It's always an interesting race, the Rosehill Guineas, in my opinion. Ramwick Guineas form changes a lot, but they've got to step up from the mile to 2,000, it seems to be a big step for three-year-olds. The sprinters seem to be able to get to a mile, but a mile to 2,000 is a massive jump. So I'm banking on that for a lot of our horses because they are more staying tight. D'Argento's probably not in that basket. He's got more brilliance than the others, but he had no luck at all in the Ramwick Guineas from a wide draw. And yeah, hoping he... being by So You Think will run a strong 2,000, because the others certainly will.
And on a wet track, will that suit him?
Hard to say. I think he may have won on a soft track at the better side of soft, but yeah, it's going to make it a tough staying test, so I'd have my doubts.
Chaonix, a horse that we've got a lot of time for, and how do you think he's come back? Do you think the 2,000 will suit him?
Yeah, he hasn't come back as well as I would have liked. His run in the Ramwick Guineas was a pass mark. He's by Sava Bill. He has won on pretty soft tracks before, so certainly big push for him based on the distance rise in a wet track.
And what can you tell us about your Kiwi runner, the Lord Mayor, who was really good, and he looks like a horse who'll eat up the ground because he was making good ground in the New Zealand Derby?
The Victorian horse, New Zealand horse, is coming over and pulling our pants down with staying races through Horton. It's like they're just very fit horses, especially from New Zealand, and they just dominate and the Rose Hill Guineas and the Derby every year, and obviously the Victorians back it up. So that's one thing that sticks out to me. So we've fortunately got a New Zealand horse ourselves now, and he did run fourth, not beaten far, and I think he might have been pretty wide on that day. And so, I think he's called the Lord Mayor now. His name in New Zealand was the Mayor. He ticks all those New Zealand tough three-year-old type boxes. So I'm interested to see how he goes.
Who are you leaning to in the Guineas?
Oh, there's just so many variables, Michael. So you can make a case for the Lord Mayor through having run fourth in New Zealand Derby, and then D'Argento with the brilliance, and as you mentioned, Kaonic, and that's leaving out the likes of Tangmere and Tangled, which are bred to run a 2,000-metre trip. So, as I said, it'll be a very interesting race, not just for the Derby 2 weeks later, but most importantly, the spring. Next season, when they turn four, these are your Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup and Cox Plate type horses.
Chris, it's going to be another huge day for you tomorrow. I'm not going to give you winks. Who do you think's your best on the day?
Just been on a few other stations and I've told them all different ones. One of them will never be Hero.
You'll save your best for us.
Yeah. Maybe. I told them the Queensland station, Patrick Heron, because he's a real good New Zealand stayer that'll fresh things up to 2400. So I've given them a little sneaky there. But maybe a horse like Oklahoma Girl early in the day. Mm-hmm. She ran third in the Queens and Oaks on a wet track, and it'll be a similar track tomorrow. So maybe for a bit of value, Oklahoma Girl on a tough day's racing.
All right, we love it. Look forward to seeing you out there tomorrow, Chris, in Sydney for Golden Slipper Day. Best of luck. Get some good sleep tonight.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, everybody.